This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator, I got a little question for you here.
All right. Just, what do you got, Stoney?
Completely off topic for what we're talking about. Just saw something. Ready?
Yep.
Of the teams in the Sweet 16, there is only one team that starting five started their college career at their current school. Which team is that?
Is it Houston?
No.
I have no idea. Who is it?
Purdue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Stat of the day.
Michigan State has four of the five because Apollo started at...
elsewhere.
Utah State, I believe.
That's why, right? I would refer to it. Elsewhere. I don't know.
Elsewhere. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. And I saw this today before the show. Frankie Collins. Remember him? He was a highly regarded basketball player. Went to Michigan his freshman year. Then he transferred to Arizona State. This year he played at TCU. He's entered the portal.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, right?
Where is he going to graduate from?
I don't know. Is he? Do you think? I would say to this: if you weren't pro potential, then why wouldn't you just stay at the school that offers you the best education?
Well, because your ego, not even the pro thing, you want to go where you have the most attempt. Maybe playing time, I guess.
I guess. I mean, but...
Or the most NIL money. I don't know.
How many athletes are delusional enough to think that they actually are, like in this specific sport, basketball? How many are delusional enough to think they're going to have a career playing professional basketball? Nice long career where they can retire from? Because obviously, if you're a stud, you're going to do that.
I'd probably say 30% probably realize, because that, when you're talking professional, you're talking about... Europe, South America, Australia.
Yeah, but I'm saying enough where you can set yourself up for your set for life.
Probably, yeah, because everybody overinflates themselves.
Yeah, yes, I guess so. It's just.
By the way, and for those of you who think that the NIL and the transfer portal has ruined, you know, interest in college basketball, TNT Sports and CBS Sports said they delivered the best viewership since 1993. Averaging 9.4 million viewers, the most in 32 years.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, well, there's a gambling element to that, too.
That has definitely increased the interest in the sport, for sure, in any sport.
Yes.
For sure. You'll see that. I would agree with that. 248-539-9797 to telephone number. Same number to text as well. So stories are still ongoing in the NFL this offseason, like waiting for the other shoe to drop. For me, the most intriguing one is Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson asked to be traded, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bengals have said, okay, you know what? Go ahead and work out a trade. That was weeks ago. They haven't been able to work out a trade. Now, is Trey Hendrickson going to be all talk about this, like the other guys were, you know, like specifically Myles Garrett, you know, hey, I want out of here. I want to play for a winner. And then they showed up with $40 million a year. And he's like, oh, I love it here. I want to be a Cleveland Brown. Like, Cleveland's not going anywhere.
No.
And certainly now that they're saddled with the $40 million a year salary that you're earning, they're really not going anywhere. But is this what's going to happen with Trey Hendrickson, or does he actually get traded? And then if he gets traded, what is going to be the haul in return for the Bengals? Because I don't think the Bengals are going to get the haul of draft picks or players in return that people might think that they would.
What do you think?
Or should.
What do you think they would get? Well, obviously it depends if somebody's going to trade a first. How high
is that first draft
pick? So let's S's and G's, the Lions. Would Cincinnati accept 28 and a two, or they have to go more than that?
Let's say the Lions give them this year's pick at 28 and next year's pick in the second round.
Yeah.
So the Lions still have a second round pick this year. So they go a 25 first and a 26 second. Would that get it done? The only way it gets it done is if nobody offers anything better.
Right.
And if you're Cincinnati, you have to take the offer because what are you going to do? You're not going to, I mean.
Well, he's not going to sit out. You'll pay him.
Don't know if he'll sit out. Other players have done it.
I know.
So do you take that? Or do you ask for a player as well in return so that you get something, somebody, a live body that's going to be able to contribute? But that's the story to me. I mean, there are others that are certainly interesting in the NFL.
The quarterback situation is fascinating to me between the two old guys, between Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Are they going to get places to play and where?
Well, Pittsburgh is the team that I guess is trying to negotiate a deal with Aaron Rodgers. And Cleveland might be the team that is negotiating with Russell Wilson. Now,
who's going to quarterback the Giants if Shedeur Sanders goes number two?
So where Jameis Winston's going?
Yeah, but he's not there to start though.
Well, I think he is. If they're going to draft the quarterback, I mean, I imagine he'd be a mentor to start things off, and at some point you hand it over, or if he's more advanced, then you go ahead and do that. But the other two quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, very intriguing. I find the fit with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh to be horrible because everything I can think of about Mike Tomlin and how he has handled players, Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like the player that he wants to bring into the fold. You know, Aaron Rodgers is the type of player that you get rid of if you're Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
With the ego and all that, they don't deal with that well. When those players have worn out their welcome, Pittsburgh says, bye-bye. There you go. Le'Veon Bell, we'll see you later. Antonio Brown, bye ya. They don't mind saying adios to those players.
But it's possible that Aaron Rodgers knows that it might be his only chance for a team that has a chance to make the playoffs, and he'll be a good soldier.
Do you think it's possible that he retires? Like, I shouldn't say possible, because there's a possibility for anything. Do you think it's likely that he retires? Or do you think it's likely that he's going to re-up and play with Pittsburgh?
Trying to figure out what Aaron Rodgers is going to do or what goes through that mind is very difficult. So I would say I would not be stunned if he retires. But I think he's going to – he's such a weird douche.
Wow.
That you never know what's going to go through his mind. Does he want to end his career the way it ended? I mean, he played okay towards the end of the season, but with a team that was going nowhere.
His team was going nowhere.
Right. And does he want to do that?
His legacy is already there. His legacy he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. He's got a Super Bowl. He's got multiple MVPs.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So. Yes. And maybe, you know, if you're Aaron Rodgers, who knows what's in his head? But, I mean, you could say, well, look, you don't need the headache anymore. Just go ahead and retire. You've made $250 million in your life or whatever as the quarterback of this team. You're gonna make more money in whatever your next stage in life is. You've got plenty of opportunities
without playing
football.
Or does he stay in shape and just let things play out with some teams, even in early training camp, if there's any injuries? For a team that could use a quarterback?
I mean, maybe, but you start to think about a quarterback at his age, how much longer,
you're talking maybe a year.
A guy who's just a couple years removed from, not even a couple years removed from the Achilles injury.
Right. I mean, okay, you want to play hypotheticals? God forbid Jared Goff, does something crazy and gets hurt in the offseason.
Right.
Hendon Hooker and Kyle Allen, are you good with that? I'm not. I'd meet with Aaron Rodgers if I was the Lions.
Right now you'd meet with Aaron Rodgers?
If we found out Jared Goff was like don't know, swimming, and he bumped. If he got injured before camp, I'm saying, God forbid.
Well, if he gets injured before camp, yeah, I'd be open to talking to about anybody. But yes, to be honest with you, the name I was going to bring up was Russell Wilson with the Lions. If Russell Wilson doesn't sign a deal with Cleveland to take over there, right? And Cleveland got Kenny Pickett, and they're likely to take a quarterback in the draft. If not with the number two pick overall, then they can do it in the second round. If Jackson Dart is still available or whatever player, they can draft another quarterback.
Who fits the Lions? Okay. Because they both aren't necessarily great culture fits, correct?
Well, Rodgers more so than Russell Wilson. Well, Russell Wilson's a positive guy. He's just a little
Rodgers is weird too, but
he's not a guy who wants to extend his welcome to go to work with the other players. He's a guy who doesn't show up to off-season workouts now. You know, he wants to be included in decision-making processes and all that. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a culture fit.
Who would give you a better chance for the Lions to win the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
If Jared Goff were hurt.
Yes. Yes,
please. I think I would probably say it's probably Aaron Rodgers based on talent.
Yes.
But as far as fit is concerned, I think Russell Wilson's a better fit.
Oh, would he love to go and be with a team in this division, stick it to the Packers? He probably wanted to go to the Vikings, and
he really wanted to go to the Vikings. The Vikings were like, I mean, we can do it, but we're going to do it on, you know, $10 million or whatever it is, and we're not going to give you 30.
Aaron Rodgers is still a pretty accurate quarterback. He's more accurate, I think, than Russell Wilson.
Look,
and you have a timing-based offense.
Sony, I was screaming from the rooftops that I was scared of him going to Minnesota. Kang, you know this. I did not want Aaron Rodgers going to the Vikings, because that's a ready-made offense to step in and take over and be better than what Sam Darnold was. I mean, Sam Darnold was great in that offense last year, except for playing the Lions and the Rams.
Right.
And
the last two games.
Right.
That's it.
Well, and the one earlier in the season. But Aaron Rodgers is better than Sam Darnold. So I was afraid that he was going to go there.
Right.
He didn't. Big sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the idea of Aaron Rodgers here, an emergency break glass situation, because let's say Jared Goff gets hurt in the offseason, that's a scary thought, because I've kind of reconciled that I don't want anything to do with this guy, because I don't think he's a good teammate. Now, T.J. Lang will probably tell you something different, because T.J.'s time with Aaron Rodgers was during good times.
Right. Well, he can hang out and stay at T.J.'s mansion.
But players on the Jets would tell you a whole other story.
Go to T.J.'s kids' hockey games and things like that. Right. He'd be really good.
248-539-9797, the telephone number. What's the offseason story in the NFL you're still following? And, you know, if God forbid something happened to Goff, and your choices are Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Hendon Hooker, what would you want the Lions to do? This is a hard question to ask. I don't even like asking
it. It's a horrible question.
It's a horrible question, and I hate you for asking it.
Thank you.
97.1 The Ticket.
Yeah, leave it to your buddy Stoney to come up with a ridiculous question, but what the hell?
Yeah, nobody likes you for bringing up Aaron Rodgers' name as a possibility for the Lions in a break glass situation.
Correct.
And, of course, that would have to happen. The only way that happens is if you find out during, let's say, I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers is not going to latch on with a team before training camp. I think he either announces he's retiring or, hey, coming down in 3-2-1, he's got a one-year $35 million deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. But in the horrific event that we pray will never happen, that, I don't know, Jared Goff falls down his steps and shatters an Achilles or something stupid like that.
Good God.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you shatter an Achilles, but yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Tearing it.
Look, Vladimir Konstantinov was playing tennis and he tore his Achilles.
Right.
And then promptly played like 6 weeks later with the Red Wings because, hey, you're in a boot. It's not going anywhere. You can recover from Achilles injury and still play. I understand what you're saying. I don't like what you're saying, because you're putting us in a horrible position to to then see what you would want the Lions to do. Mm-hmm. Because initially I was thinking this whole time about, you know, Russell Wilson. I'm a huge Hendon Hooker fan, as people, the fans of the show know. I'm a huge Hendon Hooker guy. I don't think he needs to start over Jared Goff. Jared Goff's one of the best quarterbacks in football.
No.
But I like having Hendon Hooker because it's a different skill set, and
would
I
you
think
rather
he's very
him,
accurate.
Would you rather him start over Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Well, no, because I think the Lions have, I'm also going to be fair about this, the Lions have a Super Bowl caliber roster. And one of the reasons why is because of their starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. So if that guy gets hurt prior to the season in this horrible situation you're coming up with, I would want the Lions to go out and kick the tires on Russell Wilson or on Aaron Rodgers. And I think both would be capable given what the offense is that the Lions have.
Correct.
I don't know. I mean, I answered it quickly about, whatever, Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback over Russell Wilson at this point in time. I don't know if he is. I said that quickly, and yet maybe I shouldn't have said it so quickly. Because Russ didn't have a terrible season with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh had nothing to work with offensively.
No.
You know, and he ended up being, I don't know, it was reasonably good for the team last year. I just clicked on the wrong one. Russell Wilson last season completed 64% of his passes, had 16 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 95.6. His last season in Denver, by the way, he had a quarterback rating of 98.0 when he had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. And Denver's like, well, we're done with you.
Right.
That was interesting. So he hasn't been a bad quarterback.
Offense. What was Aaron Rodgers last year for a horrible team? And he's coming off Achilles.
I have to go back and find that. The Aaron Rodgers last season with the Jets. It's going to take me a second here to find the NY Jets. There they are. Last season with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers completed 63% of his passes, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, a quarterback rating of 90.5.
So if they were similar.
Yeah, they were similar. I would argue that the Jets had a better offense to work with than the Steelers did. They had more weapons to work with. They may not have done well.
Right. Garrett Wilson's better than George Pickens.
Right. Yeah, well, and Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Okay. And they had the running game. I think healthy. So, I mean, you can make the argument that Russell Wilson was better or is better right now.
Yeah, having Shakira around won't be too bad either. Sierra, I meant.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay, I got my S's mixed up.
I'm like,
he's dating
Shakira now? What happened?
I got my S's mixed up.
Apparently the hips do lie.
Well, Sierra starts with a C, but yeah, anyways.
She does?
Yes.
C-I-A-R-A.
It was like Sierra Madre.
Yes. Celine Dion, S, another S for dog,
okay,
right?
Okay, all right, yes. I didn't win my spelling bee.
Well, I'm sure Russ calls her Sierra Madre because yes, she's the mother.
Yeah. That's right.
Perhaps that's how that works, but it's still with a C. Nonetheless, that's our stony moment of the day. Greg is in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to go with Hooker. We're talking about a potential Heisman Trophy winner. And then, young legs, who knows the offense, who fits into the Lions scheme of things. You know, it's good in the locker room. Everybody's familiar with him. And I just want to see what the heck this kid can do. And then I'm sure him as a player, him as an individual, him as a man, is probably looking around in the league at his draft class and looking around and saying to these guys who are finding some success and saying, hey, I'm better than that guy, or I know that I can do better than this guy or that guy. You know, he was a potential Heisman Trophy winner. So, no, I wouldn't want to go with Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't want to go with Russell Wilson, especially with Russell Wilson's funky-type attitude, you know. No, let's go with Hendon Hooker, potential Heisman Trophy winner.
So you would go,
see what the kid can do.
So you would go with a team that you think can win the Super Bowl with an unknown quarterback.
With a potential Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah, but that's playing at Mark, a funky offense. I don't know, the Heisman Trophy crap. He didn't win.
Well, yeah, because he got hurt. Because he tore up his knee with a couple games to go. But he was outstanding in college, regardless of what you want to say. He was outstanding in college. I understand where Greg's going because I'm a huge Hendon Hooker guy, too. That being said, and thanks for the call, Greg, it is a complete unknown at this point.
Right.
So, like, we're talking about if
sounds like a good movie.
I don't even want to say this. You're right. If Goff were to get hurt right now, like in the next month or two, right?
Yeah.
If he gets hurt in the next month or two, and you know you're not going to have him for 8 months, you know you're not going to return for any point in the season, you still don't know what you have with Hendon Hooker. If he gets hurt in week three, you should know to a much greater extent now of what you have with Hooker because he will have gone through the whole training camp, the whole offseason. Right. And you'll see him in exhibition
games. And hopefully
games.
He'll be beating out Kyle Allen and Jake Fromm.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue for him.
As I said, hope.
Yeah, there's no hope for that. I think, that's a slam dunk that he's better than either of those guys. And I think he, in the limited time he got a chance to play in the preseason last year, I think he showed that. I think Hendon Hooker has a ton of talent. I just don't know if he's ever going to get a chance to showcase it here in Detroit. And in this hypothetical situation where you're assassinating Jared Goff...
No, I'm not assassin.
You're not assassin.
No.
We're putting him aside with
I think he was going to get there, though, Gator. So yeah, he's coming some crazy weird ways for Goff to get hurt. It was like some weird ones.
He falls off a cliff. And
shatters
a spine.
Oh, yeah, right? You know what?
While listening to a Shakira song.
He gets bit by a radioactive and then hurts his leg.
Right, yeah, what? Right, like, exactly, right. And it's not in a good way, like, you know, like Peter Parker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a bad way.
Right, doesn't be able to spin webs. He's just stuck there. I don't like this question at all. But that being said, I'm also going to be realistic about it, knowing the situation. But it's all timing. So fortunately, we don't have to worry about it.
Correct.
Because the Lions aren't in the market for a backup quarterback. Lions have one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Yes, they do.
A top 10 quarterback in football, I would say. And I could say that pretty soundly here. And yeah, there are lots of really good quarterbacks in the NFL, by the way. But not many teams have a capable backup that you like, yep, oh, I feel great. If the starting quarterback goes down, no problem because this guy's waiting in the wings. The Lions may have that guy, but we don't know. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Charlie is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, first of all, let me tell you, I'm 67 years old. I grew up in Wisconsin, so I'm a lifelong Packer fan.
Uh-huh.
But I've been in the Detroit area since 1980. My family here is Lions fans.
All right, so what do you want to say, Charlie?
I root for the Lions. I want Aaron Rodgers. If something happens to Goff, I would like to see Aaron Rodgers come in because I think he could lead him to the Super Bowl. And I had one other point I wanted to make about last year's playoffs. The Packers played Philadelphia, and the first play of that game may have affected the playoffs. Green Bay played a good – I think they played the closest game against Philadelphia. And in the kickoff to that game, the Packers fumbled, but I think they made a clear recovery, and I think the NFL even admitted it. But they gave the ball to Philadelphia, and that turned the momentum to Philadelphia. And that could have affected the Lions' chances in the playoffs, too, of who they had to play.
Yeah, it was all fixed. Yeah.
Well, if the Lions needed to beat Washington, they didn't do it, so it doesn't matter. But, all right, appreciate it. Well, the former Packer fan wants the Lions to go after Aaron Rodgers in that ridiculous scenario that you created. Mm-hmm. That's fine. People want to participate in this scenario, you're more than welcome to. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. It's the same number to text as well. Something else happened on a much greater scale yesterday that I think people can relate to. Now, it may not have been, you know, classified information that you passed along, but nonetheless, you may have included somebody that you didn't expect to. We'll explain and talk to you about it next year at 97.1 The Ticket. Quarterback situation. Actually, this isn't a quarterback situation. This is only wants to talk about about college basketball. Thomas is in Oxford. Thomas, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, gentlemen. Hope your day's going well. Okay. Sorry, late to the conversation a little bit. Wanted to pick your guys' brain about the possibility of a Michigan-Michigan State game in terms of it rewriting the history of the regular season. Isn't that why we have playoffs and tournaments at the end of seasons to determine winners?
Yeah.
So I guess my question would just be, how come we wouldn't want to see a Michigan-Michigan State rematch?
You can. And do you want to see it?
I mean, honestly, no. As a Michigan fan, I think Sparty kicks our ass again.
Okay. There's your answer.
Yeah, so you don't want to see it? Then so, I mean, and you shouldn't want to, because if you're a Michigan fan, if you can get past Auburn, you would probably want to see Ole Miss over Michigan State for the reason that you said. You already see Michigan State win, and Ole Miss is, and you know, if they were to beat Michigan State, would it be a little bit of a fluke?
And if you're a Michigan State fan, although Gator and I disagree, I want to see Michigan because they beat them twice already. I think they can beat them again, and I think they're. Right. I think Auburn's much, maybe not, is better. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. I again to rehash that.
You just hate Michigan so much.
I just want Michigan to lose every single game they play, which means I don't want them to win on Friday night.
Right.
But it's not out of any fear. I mean, if Michigan State wins and Michigan wins, all right, so be it. Sunday, let's go. LFG. and we'll deal with it then. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking a number of different things. We had some questions about the bigger stories in the offseason, the NFL, that it still haven't hashed themselves out. And I mentioned the Trey Hendrickson, that he hasn't agreed to a trade with anybody yet. It doesn't sound like anybody's even trying to work out a trade. I don't know if that happens in the next few weeks before the draft. Is that when Cincinnati would want to know before the draft happens?
At the draft, wow.
Or does it happen literally at the draft? Yeah, I mean, that could take place. But, you know, the quarterback situations and what's going to happen with Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, that's up in the air too, which is interesting because rumors are, of course, that Pittsburgh is whining and dining Aaron Rodgers, and they're waiting to see what he wants to do, that Cleveland could be interested in Russell Wilson. We'll see. And then Stoney made the awful predicament, wanted to put everybody in, that what happens if Jared Goff gets hurt? Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Hendon Hooker? Which puts us all in a terrible position. And for me, it's all about the timing of it. If this happens like literally in the next month, then I would have to consider one of the veteran quarterbacks.
Well, by the way, just to go back, so you said the Steelers have been whining and dining Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know if whining and dining.
Does that mean they're taking him to Primanti Brothers or whatever? And he said, you know what? French fries on this sandwich? I don't know. I don't think I could live in this town.
Well, he gave up cheese and he lived in Green Bay. Yeah, so, okay. I mean,
Where do you
adjust.
Gator, you are a cuisine aficionado. Where do you stand on the French fries on the sandwiches?
It's unnecessary. It's fine. I mean, I've had a Primanti Brothers sandwich several times. I had the one that was in Novi. I don't know if it's still there.
It's not anymore.
I went there once, and then I was actually at one of the many in Pittsburgh.
You chose the correct response, in my opinion. Unnecessary.
Yeah, they're fine. But I don't need the fries in a sandwich. I'd rather have the fries on the side and, you know, kind of work them.
Because you're not going to take the fries out of the sandwich and dip them in ketchup if you like, or any type of sauce.
Yeah, Primanti's was fine.
Yeah.
I think Primanti, in terms of our show, like we describe things as overrated or underrated, I think Primanti's is like the thumb. It's fine.
Properly rated?
Yeah. It's okay. Right. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything special about it. They think the fries are special. That's not special about it. Is it the coleslaw? I mean, maybe that's a special part of it. It's a bit of a messy sandwich, I should say. But I've had it. I enjoyed it. It was okay.
You go to any deli. I loved my favorite like deli sandwich is like a corned beef special, which is corned beef with coleslaw and Russian and
I do mustard. It with a turkey. My favorite. With a turkey, the corned beef.
Right.
The turkey, the coleslaw.
Yes.
Swiss cheese.
Right.
Russian dressing. And I prefer to have it on a Kaiser roll.
Okay.
With an extra Russian on the side.
Oh, okay.
That's how I roll. Got to have the extra Russian.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
And if the Kaiser rolls don't look fresh, then I'll have it on rye. That's fine. I don't need it grilled.
Me neither.
No.
Not for that. No.
You got a favorite deli?
I have a few around here. Yeah, absolutely. I love Val's, which is Orchard Lake and Pontiac Trail, which is Val used to work at Steve's Deli.
On Telegraph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is very good. Stage is good. I think they're overpriced, but their menu is vast. So if you go in there with your family for dinner, they have many more choices than Val's.
All delis are really expensive.
I know.
I mean, they've gotten crazy expensive now. Like a sandwich is like $18 now. Like what?
I know.
There's Evan loves corned beef. Yeah, I like Embers.
Yeah.
Embers pretty good.
Actually, one of the most underrated delis.
He's pointing at me.
Sorry. I know you don't like that. Tony's Deli on Orchard Lake Road near, before you get to, when you get Kego? To Kego. Yeah. Where the Dollar Tree is, there's a gun range there across the street from like the Early Bird.
I'm trying to think where that is. Okay. Past like
when past you, Roosevelt Element, the previous Roosevelt.
Okay,
elementary
so
school.
I got you right when you hit the corner to go into
yes,
Kego.
Yes,
I got you.
Yeah,
sure. Okay, good to know.
Very good.
Oh yeah, now I know exactly where he's with it. I got you by Cass Lake and and Orchard Lake Road. Yeah. Got it. All right, we digress, and that's okay because we're talking sandwiches, and it's lunchtime, and I'm okay with that. But I'm telling you, the extra Russian on the side, it's key.
Yeah,
gotta have the extra Russian.
Now, do you go with the spicy brown mustard or just the yellow mustard? I like the Golden's type.
No, okay. Typically because I love yellow mustard.
Okay,
like if I'm gonna, but it depends. Sometimes right. I get excited, I want to go with something a little spicier.
Yeah,
I was at a Polish market a couple weeks ago. I got a jar of this spicy mustard. It's so good.
Spicy mustard's really
I went out the next day and got some shaved ham and some Swiss cheese and some rolls and made sandwiches with that mustard. It was amazing. I still have the mustard. I'm dipping pretzels in it. Oh!
Nice.
That's right. That's how we roll. All right. And we got some ticket texts coming in on this to say, that's an easy question. Give me Hendon Hooker over both of those washed-up quarterbacks. Well, I like Hendon Hooker's upside. I think that there's something there. But it's unknown. Even I have to admit, still don't know because we haven't really seen him get an opportunity to play, which is what I'm looking forward to with the with training camp this year. I think he gets a ton of snaps, and I think you're going to see why he's highly regarded. I don't think he's going to spend his career with the Lions much longer. Because I don't think why would they give him a decent contract when they're paying Jared Goff $50-something million a year? If my only options are Rodgers or Russ, I just tank and try again next year. Don't want anything to do with either. Okay? I mean, I think that's a mistake because both of those quarterbacks, as we mentioned, statistically, they weren't terrible last year. And actually, Russell Wilson has been better than average the last 2 years he's played. Last year with Pittsburgh and the year prior when he was with Denver. And neither of those teams had anything to work with, no. Particularly Denver. And he was good. So, I don't know. I wouldn't say that necessarily. I guess I would want Hooker. He knows the offense. He can run it. And he can run. So, that would be another weapon. That's Rick. Well, he's got the mobility factor over
correct.
Over Russ and over Aaron Rodgers, for sure. And we saw that on display, even in the limited action we've seen him play. I take Rodgers in a heartbeat. Believe me, I'm no Rodgers fan, but if he's on the Lions, that means we don't have to play him, Steve, in Dearborn Heights.
Well, if he goes to the Steelers, they don't have to play him this year. But
It's Hendon all day. I never want to see Rodgers in a Lions jersey. I kind of feel that way, too. I don't ever want to see Rodgers.
I get it. Believe me.
Yeah, then why would you say it? Why do you bring it up, Stoney?
Because I believe that he, in this situation, the Lions would have a better chance to win the Super Bowl with him than with Hendon Hooker Russell Wilson.
You're just a terrible human being.
I know.
Jake's in Windsor. Jake, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I mean, I'm with you guys. Why would you sign a washed-up, you know, Russell Wilson or, you know, Aaron Rodgers for, you know, a young guy like Hooker who's been there for us? You know, as long as he stays healthy, I don't have any problem with Hooker.
Well, let me
my question is,
Let me ask you, Wilson. I don't know about the money, but let me ask you a question. If they did do something that you obviously just said you wouldn't want, which would be, in your words, a washed-up Rodgers or a washed-up Wilson, if they would do that, what does that say about their opinion of Hendon Hooker?
Well, I mean, that would completely shock me in regards to, you know, the way the Lions have treated him and, you know, where he's where he's been. He grew with Jared Goff. You know, Jared Goff's almost an elite quarterback.
But to Stoney's point, like, I mean, last year when it came to the playoffs, right before the playoffs, they did sign Teddy Bridgewater. Right. And thanks for the call, Jake. But I just think that was an experience thing at that time. Now you got this whole offseason.
Hopefully, it's not going to happen.
I don't want to bring this up again.
No, me neither.
I think we're done.
Yes.
I don't ever want to talk about it again.
Putting it to bed.
Yeah, this is like, you know, what happened with, you know, Chandler and Joey and Monica at the beach. We just don't talk about it again. All right? Whether you're going to step up or not, we're not going to talk about it.
Yes.
Hey, let me tell you about a great experience that I had with Precision Garage Door. I needed a new garage door, and they were on it right away. Easy peasy. Just gave them a call because I dealt with them years ago, and I knew how awesome they were. It was fantastic. They came out. They talked to me about all the options I would have for different kinds of garage doors. We picked out the one that made all the sense for me, and now it's installed professionally, installed quickly, and I couldn't be happier. In fact, right now, you get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door, and that's a $499 value, but the sale ends on March 31st. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule an appointment. In fact, you can schedule it online at a time that works for you, not just some window that only works for the company, but they'll actually work with you and your schedule. In fact, right now, you call and you can get your service fee waived. Absolutely. Don't wait. Call Precision Garage Door today. They're going to help you out. You just mentioned 97 on the ticket. And like I said, they'll waive that service fee. They answer all calls 24/7. They offer the industry's leading warranty. Why wouldn't you want to go to Precision? It's where I went. I think you should as well. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment. Okay, so story broke yesterday about this time that some classified information may or may not have been shared on a group chat with some heads of government that was really sensitive towards launching an airstrike against Yemen.
Wait, no, it's been confirmed by the National Security.
This is true. Right. This is true, and now they're in front of Congress, and it's like, oh, I don't know, and... But that's not what we're getting into.
No.
What's interesting about this is that I think it's relatable in a way to people, although this never should have happened.
No.
When you have the responsibility of, you know, secrets like a plan of war, you probably shouldn't be talking about this on a group chat. And there are, you know, they're supposed to protect against that. But nonetheless, the topic comes up because I think people have been in a situation where they have sent either an email or a text message to a group of people and you forgot who was on the group.
Right.
Or you included somebody in the group.
Right. Because one of those people that was on that group text that you mentioned is a journalist, a writer for the Atlantic magazine.
Which you would not have expected.
No, you don't want any journalist, no matter what side right. of the aisle that journalist favors.
A horrific mistake all around to use a group chat to talk about that stuff, let alone to include a journalist of it, the one that you apparently abhor. Why is he on the list?
Whatever.
Again, that's aside from the point. What we're talking about is, have you done that? Not with government secrets, but have you done this where you've included somebody that you're like, oh crap, did I seriously just include that? Or if you're replying, maybe you hit reply all instead of just reply to one person, and you're like, oh no, everybody knows what I just did. What am I doing? And like, you can't get rid of it. You can't erase it quick enough. It can happen in social media. Maybe I know this has happened before. Although there is a way to, in some of this, you could edit and just delete it right away. Like if you're replying to somebody's post on Facebook or in Twitter, and you're typing away, and then you're like, you know what, I can't do this, and you want to delete it all, but then you hit send on an accident, or you hit like on something that you shouldn't like. You do have the opportunity in some social medias to go back and either delete it or unlike something, and hopefully nobody saw it in the 30 seconds it was out there.
I've sent text to the wrong people before, not necessarily a group text, but you thought you were sending it to somebody, and whatever your contacts, you hit the wrong guy, and then you realize you know, oops. I mean, I got, and that happened to me. Somebody sent me a text. We were having a little text conversation, and he sent me a phone number of somebody. He goes, oops, didn't mind to send you so-and-so's phone number.
Yeah.
You know, that happens.
That does happen a lot. And I'm like, why? Why would I have even been thought of for you to send this to?
Right, exactly.
You know,
what are you talking about?
Of course, you get butt dials and all that.
Yeah.
But it happens to me. It has happened to me, and I have done it too. Fortunately, it hasn't been anything that's really come back to haunt me.
No.
But there have been times when I'm like, let me make sure I'm replying to the right person that I think I am. All right? Because I don't want this to come out the other way. But I have, and I'm not especially, I think everybody has people that have multiple friends with the same first name.
Oh, yeah.
So that you start to search, and you're going to send out a text message. You start to put people on this list, and then you may click the wrong name.
Right.
That's the wrong Scott. I didn't mean to send this to that Scott.
Correct.
I have like 10 Scotts in my phone. I have like 10 Kevins in my phone. I have a bunch of people with the same name. And got to be very careful with that. But 248-539-9797. Have you ever made that mistake where it's come back to really bite you? You made a horrible mistake in including this person. Could be a family member. Like you're telling, you know, off-color jokes or whatever, mm-hmm. or something that's as sexist. And like that's not who you are, but it's a joke. And you know that this person can handle that joke. It's not a problem. But if you send it to that person, that's a problem.
Yes. One I got was over a year ago when my daughter was putting together my video tribute when I left the morning show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And on my friend's group text, all of a sudden one person said, don't forget to do the video. It has to be in by whatever. And I said, what video?
So ruining the surprise.
It kind of ruined the surprise, which actually Jim Leland actually would have ruined it 2 weeks later when I saw him, because I told him I was stepping down. He goes, I know. Did you get my video? So I would have found out anyway, but.
Why you tell me this? I already know. You said the video. He's retiring again? What's going on?
By the way, Jim Leland's going to be honored at the Hank Greenberg golf outing this year, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baseball tie makes sense.
Yes, exactly. Sure.
I don't think Jim Leland's Jewish, but I understand.
No, he's not.
2485.
I try to do like a Hall of Famer every year.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, so you're in charge of.
Well, I'm not, but yes, I'm part of the committee.
Part of the committee. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, who was it last year?
God. I forget. Oh, Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs?
Uh-huh.
Do chicken and beer stories?
Beer story. I mean, he must have drank 45, 50 beers minimum throughout the round of golf. And he doesn't get drunk.
I can't understand. Like, I've heard these stories before. Oh, and I'm told, like, come on.
He told the infamous story because I asked him about it.
100 beers or whatever on a flight.
Yes. I asked him that story.
I can't believe that. I'm sorry. I mean, as someone who used to drink a lot of beer and I knew people that drank more,
right.
I mean, you get into that. I mean, you said you had 40 on a golf course. Come on.
They say, like, before
you can't have 40 12-ounce cans of water or bottles of water in that time. Can you?
He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
I guess so. It seems odd. The Wade Boggs story is always like, oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Really? Yeah. Really? Give me some Lenny Dykstra stories instead. 248-539-9797.
No, you don't want Lenny Dykstra stories.
maybe not. As we talk about this here, have you ever mistakenly sent a text message or included somebody in a group message, any kind of social media that you then regretted quickly? Victor's in South Lyon. Victor, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Victor. Right, how are you?
Good. It wasn't a text message. I received a phone call from a family acquaintance, and he was asking if I could send him a small bag. He needed a small bag instead of a large bag. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And he's like, oh, I got the wrong Victor. And he hung up, and like a month later, he was indicted for selling bags of flour.
Flour-looking substance.
Mannitol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Stoney, you know about this.
Yes.
Wow. That's a problem. Small bag.
Mm-hmm.
Big bag, small bag, what do I do? Well, you shouldn't do either, but you'll get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, well, you got to get an eight ball. Oh, yeah, you know the thing they used in billiards?
Apparently not. Something else. Flower. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.